Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's call. We're working with breathwork and integration of the somatic collapse context with our first three emotions, with fear, anger, and grief. So we invite you to lay on back and settle on in for a breathwork journey. We invite you to just begin that process of breathing by, after you've gotten comfy and cozy, I should mention, making yourself as comfortable as you can. Then readying the jaw for the breath by opening up the back of the jaw and the front of the jaw to the point where like a bottle cap or a toonie could fit between the teeth. You're gonna hear a bit of light background music come on. And I'm just going to actually untangle one of my cords. One second here. Okay, here we go. As you open the jaw to breathe here, and you begin to connect to the music, know that every inhale is an opportunity to call in, to receive, to drink in this life. Every exhale, an opportunity to release. To let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. If any part of that is pleasant, even neutral, taking time to savor it. And while you're at it, feel free to also savor vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales. Just as the inhale ends, the exhale begins. Just as the exhale ends, the inhale begins. So we're breathing without pause. As you breathe, the faster the breath and the more through the mouth it is, the more intensity it'll carry for you. So if you want to back up at any point in time, taking the breath to the nose and slowing the rate of the breath. And then I'm going to invite you to scan outwardly or inwardly, and letting your senses go for a little bit of a wander. As they wander, noticing anything that's pleasant to the very least neutral. Pleasant to neutral. Noticing all the things that you like the most, wherever you've landed, and savoring, appreciating, drinking it in a little bit deeper. And noticing how the body responds, what happens inside. And anything that's pleasant there, savoring that too. And as you do that, I'm going to offer these words. Thank you for being here as you are. Thank you to your families for creating you, your ancestors, your lineages. Thank you for their service. And the deepest of thank you to those that have caretaken and stewarded these lands, that have nourished all that have come before and all yet to arrive. Thank you for your deep care, your tenderness, your grace as you stewarded that for us all. We call on the earth to hold us, the sky to remember space and breath and air, fire to burn what's no longer needed, and water to let the emotions release and flow with grace, messiness, however they flow, it's all welcome here. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, peace, peace, peace. Blessings on your journey today. And as you breathe today, breathing right into your intentions, breathing right into what brought you here today. Oh my goodness, there's no music. I'm so sorry, y'all. I didn't realize till just this second. Let me fix a little setting here. There we go, you should be hearing that now. Breathing here. Breathing right into your hands. As you connect to that breath a little bit deeper, vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale, taking out the gaps at the bottom and the top of the breath through the mouth. I'm going to invite you to see if you can bring your hands to your jaw. Just gently loosen up any tension that's there by means of welcoming it with love and tenderness. And as you breathe into your jaw, allowing the hands to continue to gently soften as they love, as your hands offer love to your jaw. And as they do that, I imagine that there's just a little surrender that happens in the jaw, just a little surrender, just a little release. That says something like, I can set this down now. I can set this down just for now. I can set this down just for now. Yes, that's the way. A little deeper, with your tenderness, with your love, not with your fingers, your hands, with your tenderness and with your love, a little bit deeper. Imagine that that love from your hands can go all the way through your muscles, into the very bones of your jaw. Offering comfort and jaw and, pardon me, offering comfort and grace to all that's left unexpressed. For not just you, but all of those that have come before, for all of your ancestors. It's not so much about you, although your story may tie into theirs. Allowing this surrender to happen for you all. just allowing, breath by breath, softening, gentling, melting just a little bit deeper all the way through to these very bones. Yes. And if your attention wanders, I mean, I invite you actually to welcome that. As your attention wanders, drifts, I mean, I invite you to welcome that and allow it to happen just as it's unfolding, knowing that that is likely happening for a really good reason if we don't know what it is right now. So rather than resisting it, I mean, I invite you to welcome it and soften into that by means of welcoming it. Whatever's happening in this present moment is glorious and perfect just as it is in this moment as we breathe. What if in this moment we could begin to very gently welcome whatever you are currently present to as a need? In this moment, notice your needs. What's here right now? I invite you to welcome that. Welcoming that and allowing it to be there. And then in your imagination, stepping in as the adult that's here with me and offering what that little one, what that unmet need seems to be asking for in imagination. Whatever that need is, whatever that need is, breathing into it and welcoming it and meeting it in your mind, your imagination, with nourishments. Nourishing these needs and welcoming them with beauty. And as you meet these needs in your imagination, notice the beauty that comes from that. And in this way, we become the living prayer. We become the embodiment of prayer itself. As we tend to our own self and our own needs, we embody the essence of what all prayer really is. At the root of all prayer, there's this ask. See it as answered here and now. See this ask, this need, is being answered here and now. There's a certain type of beauty that comes when we reframe prayer in this new way. There's a certain type of beauty that's unstoppable when we reframe prayer in this way. Ask and imagine it as answered. Ask and imagine it as answered. Ask. Need. Meet that need in your imagination. See it as answered. Yes. It's a new thing. Try it on for size. Take it or leave it. The choice is yours. And in that vein, on that note, I offer these words. Creator, Spirit, God, Universe, the great mystery, the beyond, beauty, whatever we call this. Thank you. Thank you for the gift of being here today in this way. We call on all of our compassionate helpers, both seen and unseen, to gather here with us, to support us, to guide us, to nourish us as we journey here today with this breath. I humbly request that you guide my friends here today with their breath, to allow that breath to enter any crevices, any spaces that are available here and now, to offer new awareness, new insight, new radiance, new luminosity, new light, new information, in ways that may make sense right now, may make sense over time, years, months, days. Thank you. Oh. May you walk in beauty. May you walk in grace. And may you come to know the depths of your beauty and your grace that's here within you. By means of asking and seeing it as answered, and becoming the embodiment, becoming the living prayer that you already are, that you already are, that you already are. For that which you seek cannot be closer. It's right here, right now. This I promise you. Turn towards it. The rest drops away. Turn towards it. And everything else melts away. As you turn towards your beauty, as you turn towards your beauty, other things surrender, sometimes with pain, sometimes with ease. And nonetheless, surrender is had, for life must have surrender. In order for new life to enter, we must surrender and let go. Breathing into all of that. And all those doubts, all those criticisms, all those beating yourselves up, self-flagellations, we invite you to imagine that you can gather them up. I know that voice. I know that voice. I feel it in you now. We invite you to imagine that you can find it and locate it in your body, like literally distill it into an image of some sort that can be gathered. Whether it's a vacuum, a basket, whatever the image is, distilling it into an image, distilling all your doubts, your criticisms, your ideas of how you thought it should be or how it should go. All that self-doubt, all that beating yourself up, all the self-flagellations, gathering it all up, distilling it into an image. And when you've got that image of it all gathered up, it becomes an offering. It becomes an offering to the earth. It becomes an offering. And as you offer, it melts, it releases, for it can go nowhere else but down and out. As we hand it back to Source itself. As we hand it back to Source itself. If you're open to it now, I'm going to invite you to make just a little bit of sound. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Your sound is welcome here. Your sound becomes like a gentle wind moving through you. From the depths of your grace, from the depths of your beauty, the sound gets to be expressed, witnessed, received, valued, and loved. And loved. And when you're ready, dropping the sound. And breathing right into that throat center, breathing right into the linings of the very throat itself. And offering a little nurturing nectar love with your very breath, soothing your throat from the inside out as you breathe. Your voice is so very welcome here, my loves. It's so very welcome. All of your expression of you is so very welcome. Thank you. Thank you for your expression of you, however it arises. Even in those moments where it's been rejected, painfully so. Imagine that we can welcome those too and love those too. Offering yourself the love, nourishment, and acceptance in those moments where you didn't get to receive it. Offering yourself a do-over and granting yourself that love, that acceptance, and all those times where your expression didn't seem to land as you wanted it to. Breathing right into this voice. Breathing right into this voice. Your voice. Breathe right into your voice. And when you're really ready, feel free to just begin to massage the neck by means of moving the head. And allowing for any unwindings to happen through all the musculatures of the neck muscles. In your organic way that the head wants to move, allowing it to move and groove. As we do this, the neck muscles begin to relax, allows more space for the mouth to open to receive nourishment, to receive the nectar of life itself by means of breathing. Breathing into that sweetness. Gently softening the breath now, imagining that this breath itself can become sensual. And the breath itself may begin to almost act like a lover. Even imagine, you're welcome to imagine with me, that this breath becomes like the lover. It carries the essence of the beloved, the essence of being loved. So imagine that it is literally a soft, juicy, sensual lover. You get to make love to yourself with this breath now. How sensually can you receive this breath all the way through? All the way through. Sensually receiving this breath into all the nooks, all the crannies. This very breath begins to sensually move throughout every single part of you. This breath extends slowly through the lungs, through the heart. From the heart, it flows through the blood, through the arteries, through the capillaries. Through to the little teeny tiny cells. Into the nucleus, the gonads of the cell. What could be more sensual than that? Into the very nucleus of the cells. Breathing here. With all the sensuality you have within you, melting and softening, melting and softening, just a little bit more into your sensuality, so it too can extend on the wave of grace herself through to every single cell. From lungs to heart to blood vessels to cells. There's a pathway here. Welcoming grace herself. Welcoming grace herself. Through the lungs, through this breath, through the heart, through the capillaries. Into every single cell at its core nucleus. And then my love's breathing right into the mitochondria. The mitochondria, there's thousands of them in every single cell. There's thousands. The thing about mitochondria is, in 1 cubic centimeter of mitochondria, 1 cubic centimeter of mitochondria is 10,000 times more light than the sun itself. In every single cell, you have more than that. If we could unpack them and unwind them in such a way, this is beyond physics. And we could package them into 1 cubic centimeter, it burns brighter. The light of 10,000 suns. That is the power here in you that lays waiting. That lays waiting to be met by your breath. By your breath. You are built, you're designed for this. Breathing into that which you are designed for and embracing the gifts that you've been granted already by means of being in this configuration as a human with a body. And every single cell tapping into the energy that's here. So it's not small. Welcoming by means of grace, breathing in grace, sensuality, all the way through to the lungs, to heart, blood vessels, capillaries, cells, nucleus, mitochondria. There's a pathway here. Breathe into it, and breathe it all the way through. Breathe it all the way through. And see how softly, how gently you can melt into that rhythm, that pattern, breathing in grace, sensuality, lungs, hearts, capillaries, cells, nucleus, mitochondria. There's a pathway here. Breathing in beauty. Breathing in this beauty. Beauty in every direction surrounding you. May beauty be before you. May beauty be behind you. May beauty be beside you. May beauty be above you. May beauty be below you. And may beauty move all the way through you. May beauty move all the way through you. All the way through you. All the way through you. Breathing in this beauty, bathing in it deeply, and immersing yourself in it. Try it on as an experiment. Check it out. What's new here? What's it like? what's here. Looking with fresh eyes, like you've never looked before, what's new here? And what if all of this is somehow you and not you? Let me say it differently. What if this is not about you? And it's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about you. Breathing in this sensual grace. Each breath offering her grace to your expression, to your voice. And all of that is not about you. And it's also not about you. All of this was inherited through the family lines. It's not about you. And somehow you're entangled within it. It's not about you. And through this intricacy of a web, there is room and space for something new, for something different. Welcoming her in, breathing her in, breathing her sensual grace in all the way through to the very core of you. Like little seedlings, these get planted. Each time we practice, becomes like a little seedling that we plant in a garden. No idea what will grow, no idea what will blossom. All we know is we can breathe. And our breath becomes like rain, becomes the nourishment these little seedlings require, becomes the nourishment that these little seedlings require for growth, extending them the grace that they need for their growth. So sometimes in the moment, we seem to not get our needs met. For there is a deeper, richer foundational growth pattern at play. And there's something that still needs to be nourished, watered, grown, before that seedling can be received in its fullness. So it's not about this immediate moment, what you're noticing. It's more about observing it over time and space, giving it room to breathe, so to speak. Giving it room to breathe, giving it time, giving it space, and giving it room to breathe. That takes off so much pressure. Oh my, does that take the pressure off? If we simply can give it time and give it space and room to breathe and grow and flourish without getting hooked into all this. This didn't happen in the way that I thought it would. This should have happened this way. Just for now, notice what is happening. It's true, that may not have worked out in the need in the moment that you wanted. And, I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm craving a certain answer, I beg of someone, just tell me what it is. And when they don't, and I somehow have to work through it myself, and I find it on my own, oh, sweet bliss. And if I had had the answer given to me, I wouldn't have gotten what I truly needed, with all those pieces in between being the nectar that I didn't know I needed until I landed here. So it's not always available to be seen in the present moment. By extending ourselves sensual grace, we can hold a bigger perspective and we begin to develop the capacity to go, ah, what if everything that's happening in my life means that I am actually being well met? What if, put another way, what if this universe is conspiring in your favor? What if this universe is conspiring in your favor? And I want to let you in on a little bit of secret. It actually can't not. It can't help it. It's almost always, without fail, it is conspiring in your favor. Without fail. It's just misunderstood in the moment. Give it time. Give it space. Give it room to breathe and give it freedom to express as it will, including the pain and the agony of the unmet need in the moment. Bearing witness to that and also allowing and making space for anything that's coming through in relationship to why that didn't work in the way that you thought it was going to in the first place, because there's information there that's valuable for the next leg of the journey, so to speak. Breathe into that and rest into that. And let it rumble through you. Let it rumble through your bones. Let it rumble through your ancestral lines. Let it rumble through these bones, these ancestors. Let it rumble through time and space itself. Let it rumble through, let it rumble through, let it rumble through, let it rumble. Here, now, within you. God, universe, creator, beauty, thank you for all that you've shown us today. Thank you for this opportunity to dance with you in your grace. Thank you for all the awarenesses that have shone through, my friends, in all the ways that they have. We give much gratitude to all of our unseen helpers and seen helpers alike. Thank you for your compassion, your guidance, your nourishment. Thank you for the dance in this life that you've held for us. Thank you for your space that you provided for us to grow in, to learn from, to laugh in, to love, to listen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace.
Nihistan nihmahlini dikha oh lak edo kodo eya heni na la slai as a at ego e nihi oche ado unda e ade nohosan okai hini tla ado unda e a a che Poloni, ni tloni, ado unta shata a, ado ee a, ado ee neho kus, ado unta ee koote neho kaatneita, neho saan, neho makko kaat, doo, ja aashiko hohoilla ahko, johona ee nehi tkaa unta so.
And gently allowing the medicine of the breath to drop away. If you haven't already, dropping the breath, resting in here, in this moment, as you.
Is niit liiku na neit tahto ne neche yat eho inna na neili gesto yat eho nehinna hat a na hot loto yat eho nehin takes na hot loto nehi ol is leni yat eho en his na hot loto benan genet gesto hot eho yat eho Pojonko ne tato. Pojonahasli. Shin hahe.
Beginning to deepen the breath. Inviting in small movements, your fingers, toes, eyes, ears, and nose. When you're ready, rolling to one side or the other. And gently, gently sitting, rising in your own timing. Taking time potentially to journal about all that came through today, spending time in nature, contemplating what came through for you today. Spending time nurturing and nourishing yourself with good food, good water, and anything else that feels pleasant for you to be comforted by, so you can enter in and digest all that you've received in today's journey. May it continue to grow and nourish in all the ways. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, peace, peace, peace. Mwah. For those of you live on the call, you're welcome to take these next minutes or two or three minutes to share your experiences today. And for those of you on the recording side of things, you're welcome to share your experiences with me in any way that feels right for you. Okay, bye for now.